So, 请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
In the beginning, let's our brother and sister read some passages of the Lord with me.
我们先看创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
这个最后那个有灵的活人呢，也可以翻作是一个活的魂。
And the last part of this verse can also be translated, the man became a living soul.
我们再看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第二十一章。
Exodus chapter 21.
我们读第一。啊，对不起，二十章。
Chapter 20.
第一节到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
我们知道下面神就把十诫传给了以色列百姓。
We know that in the following, the Lord gave the Ten Commandments to the people of Israel.
我们读二十节。
And we...Let's read verse 20.
摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, and in order that the fear of him may remain with you, so that you may not sin.
我们知道从21章一直到24章啊，神给了很多的诫命和典章。
And we know that from chapter 21 to chapter 24, God has given many commandments and ordinances.
我们看第24章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse 3.
摩西下山，将耶和华的命令典章都述说于百姓听，众百姓齐声说，耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
Then Moses came and recounted to the people all the words the Lord and all the ordinances, and all the people answered with one voice and said, All the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do.
我们再请看耶利米书。
Let's read Jeremiah.
先知耶利米书第三十一章。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 31.
我们从三十一节读到三十四节。
We're going to read from verse 31 to 34.
耶利米书三十一章三十一到三十四，耶和华说：“日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。”这是耶和华说的。耶和华说：“那些日子以后。”我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶，这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah chapter 31, from verse 31 to verse 34. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, declares the Lord, I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
我们看新约罗马书。
Let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Romans.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第十二节到十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
罗马书第七章十二十三节。这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。既然如此，那良善的是叫我死吗？断乎不是，叫我死的乃是罪。但罪界的那良善的叫我死，就显出真是罪，叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶极了。我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
Romans chapter 7 verse 12 to verse 14. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and the righteous and the good. Therefore, did that which is good become a cause of death for me? May it never be. Rather, it was sin, in order that it might be shown to be sin, by effecting my death through that which is good, so that through the commandment, sin would become utterly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin.
最后我们读第八章第一节到第四节。
Lastly, let's read Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 to verse 3.
第四读到第四节。
Verse 4.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 to verse 4. Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
我们都知道，当我们相信耶稣基督的那天开始，
We believe that, we all know that the day when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就得着了一个永生。
We have again this eternal life.
啊，我们一般呢，称这个永生为新生命。
We often call this eternal life a new life.
为着跟我们原来所有的生命有一个区分。
So that we can see the distinction from our old life.
所以我们从主所领受的生命是个新生命。
Therefore, the life we have received from the Lord is a new life.
我们原有的生命是一个旧造的生命。
And our original life is an old life.
从我们得救的那天开始起。
From the day that we were saved.
我们就要做一个重要的学习。
And we have this important learning.
就是要学习如何来分辨什么是旧生命。什么是新生命？
And we need to learn how to distinguish what is old and what is new.
如果我们懂得分辨这个新旧之间的区别，
If we can differentiate the difference between the new and the old,
我们才知道如何真正的过基督徒的生活。
Then we will truly learn how to live a Christian life.
如果我们不能分辨这个新生命和旧生命之间的区别，
If we cannot differentiate the differences between the old and the new,
即使我们蒙恩得救了，
Even we have been saved,
我们很可能所过的人就是一个旧的生活。
We may still live a new old life.
啊，这不是神的心意。
And this is not the will of God.
所以一个基督徒必须要能分辨什么是新生命，什么是旧生命。
So for a Christian, we must need to distinguish what is old life and what is new life.
这是一个非常重要的在主面前的一个经历。
And this is a very important experience before the Lord.
那么今天早晨呢？
And this morning,
我就要和弟兄姊妹们 来讲述这个新生命跟旧生命之间的这个不同。
And I would like to tell brothers and sisters concerning the differences between the old life and the new life.
我们先看一看这个旧造的生命。
And first we would like to look at the old life.
我们晓得这个旧造的生命是一个受造的生命。
We know that this old life is a created life.
而主给我们的新生命是造物者的生命。
And the new life we have received is the life of the creator.
所以这两个生命之间有非常大的不同的。
So there is a great difference between these two lives.
我们在创世纪第一章、第二章里面看见神如何创造这个天地。
And from Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we can see how God created the heaven and earth.
我们知道神是生命的源头。
We know that God is the origin of life.
神赋予他所创造的万有中间一切所有的事物的生命。
And he gave life to all the things he created.
那个植物的创造呢？
The creation of the plants.
圣经说神说了就出来了。
And God said that God spoke and it came to being.
关于动物的生命
concerning animal lives.
神说要有 and, 神说要有
and God said there is.
然后呢神又造
and God created.
好像多了一层的手续
and since there's one more step.
所以动物的生命就比植物的生命比较高一层。
And so we can see that the animal lives are higher than the plant's life.
那么到了第二章
And as we come to chapter
2, 那么神就创造了人类
And God created man.
我们会看见人的受造比一切其他的受造更高一层
And we can see that man's life is higher than all other creations.
那么在第二章里很清楚告诉我们
In chapter 2, it clearly tells us
神用地上的尘土造人
God used the dust from the ground to create man.
然后神就吹了一口气在这个人的里面
And God breathed a breath into the nostril of the man
这个人就成了一个活的魂
And this man became a living soul
弟兄姊妹我们人是这样被创造出来的
Brothers and sisters, men were created in this way
的确我们人的受造比其他万物的受造要高了很多
Indeed, we can see that the creation of man is much higher than all other creations
所以我们世人呢也称自己为万物之灵
And then also men call ourselves as the spirit, the highest creation of all.
啊，我们人跟这个动物之间的差别是大的不得了的。
And there's a great difference between man and all other animals.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，我们必须明白一件事情。
And about one thing, brothers and sisters, we need to understand.
神所有这些所创造出来的生命
，and all these are created beings,
都是有时间的限制的。
Are limited by time.
啊，都是有限的。
Are limited.
它会衰老。
And it will age.
它会受疾病的攻击。
And they will be attacked by diseases.
它最后也会达到死亡。
In the end, they will die.
所以呢，今天我们所领受这个受造的生命是一个有限的生命。
So today the created life we have received is a limited life.
但是我们也不能轻看。
But we cannot look lightly upon it.
因为这是神的创造。
Because it is a God's creation.
所以即使它是一个短暂的一个存留
Even it is its existence is a short lived
神把它造出来的时候那个也是非常的这个复杂和丰富的
And when God created it it's a very complicated and also very abundant
它有相当的智慧和能力
And for the created being has a certain wisdom and ability
它也有相当的才干
And there's a certain capability
所以大卫在写诗篇139篇的时候讲到
So whenDavid wrote Psalm 139, he says,
他说我的受造奇妙可畏。
He said that I'm a wonderfully made.
啊，我们知道今天神造我们这个人，我们的身体，我们的灵，我们的魂啊，都是奇妙可畏。
We know that when God created us, our spirit, our soul, and our body are fearfully and wonderfully made.
他具备有相当的智慧能力。
And there's a certain wisdom and an ability.
它也具备丰盛的一个感觉。
And there's abundant feelings.
我们看见今天世界上这个人类因着人的智慧所创造的文明。
And we can see the civilizations created by man's wisdom.
这是远远任何其他的生物没有办法来相比的，对不对？
And no other created beings can have this in this comparison.
我们人不仅有语言，我们可以创造文字。
And not only we have a language, but we can also create characters.
我们在文字上面，你看见发挥出来的这一些什么文学艺术东西，真是不得了了。
And through that we can see the literatures and also arts.
我们在科学上的成就
and the achievement in science.
到今天呢，我们知道这个成就呢，已经是叫我们人自己都很惊叹。
And for the achievements that have been achieved today are even a surprise man.
啊，你看看几十年前人这个刚刚有这什么什么电话无线电的时候，那个多粗糙，对不对
？And many decades ago, when a man first have this telephone, it's a very rough idea.
但是今天不得了了。
But it's a very it's different now.
啊，我想我都不需要怎么形容，对不对
？I know that I don't need to describe.
简单讲个，你手中如果一个 iPhone 啊。
And simply put, if you have an iPhone in your hand,
你可以跟全世界各地的人可以通电话，可以通讯。
And you could communicate with people all around the world.
啊，人可以做喷射机。
And the man can fly with the jet airplane.
我想弟兄姊妹，这是神赋予人的受造的生命所给的智慧。
And brother and sister, we can see this is the wisdom God bestowed upon the created man.
啊，就连我们这个身体啊。
And even our body,
它都是非常的奇妙。
And this is a very wonderful.
哇，你看人呢，能够跑得很快，人呢可以这个身体可以做各式各样的事物。
And we can see that man can run very fast and can do all kinds of things.
神给我们这个双手，我们人常常讲双手万能呢。
And God gave these hands, and we often say that they are very capable.
所以大卫说，我的受造奇妙可畏。
So David says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember this.
虽然是这样的一个光景。
Even in such a condition.
这只不过神是暂时给人的生命。
This is the temporal life God has given man.
因为他出于全能的神。
Because it is from the Almighty God.
虽然是暂时的。
Even if it's a short-lived temporary.
但是他也显出了一些奇妙的功能。
But that also have manifested some wonderful capabilities.
那么大卫也讲。
And David also says that.
神不仅造这个生命。
Not only God has created this life.
神全然知道我们生命中的一切。
And he fully know what's going on in our lives.
但是很可惜啊。
But very sadly.
亚当出来没有多久。就受欺骗，那么吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And when Adam was created, not long after he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以这个生命就被罪所玷污了。
So this life was contaminated by sin.
我们要晓得，今天人这个创造的世界的文明啊。
We know that when man created the civilization in this world,
这还是一个被罪恶所败坏。残害过的生命所表现出来的。
And that is actually a manifestation of a life that has been defiled and be defiled by sin.
所以就知道当初亚当没有堕落的时候，这个生命它所显出来的功能，那比今天不知道要大多少倍。
And we can imagine what kind of functions that Adam had before he was defiled by sin.
苏联的一个科学家告诉我们呢。
A Russian scientist told us.
他说我们今天人的大脑啊，只不过是用了十分之一的功能而已。
He says that the brain we have now using is about about 10% of its original function.
十分之九的功能都被破坏了。
And 90% of its original function has been destroyed.
你看看它已经显出来的这一个功用已经是。
And yet with that limited percentage, it has shown forth such a great capabilities.
并且呢，这一个旧造的生命
But also for this created life.
啊，是我们今天呢，这个最习惯的生命。
And that is a life we are very much used to.
也是我们人引以为荣的一个生命。
And that is a life that we are proud of.
但是呢神的心意没有停在这里。
And yet, God's heart does not stop here.
我们请弟兄姊妹记得。
And please remember, brothers and sisters.
这个旧造的生命是神暂时给我们的。
This created life is about a life God gave to us for temporary use.
那么这个新生命呢？
And for this new life.
乃是神的生命。
But the, is the life of God.
它是造物者的生命。
It's a life of the Creator.
不过请我们记得。
But please remember this.
使徒们的书信中都讲到。
In the epistles of apostles.
虽然这个是造物者的生命。
Even this is the life of the Creator.
是神自己的生命。
It is his own life.
但是它进到我们里面的时候的只是一个种子。
And yet this life came into us is by the seed.
所以它需要一个发展的过程。
So there is a process of developing.
所以你说今天我已经得着了神的生命，那么我也应该有大能，应该可以做大事，对吧
？And we may say that since we have this life of God, then I should do great things, and we should have a great power.
是的，你可以做。
Yes, you may do it.
但是你必须让这个生命在你里面成长。
But you have to first allow this life to grow in you.
你越多的成长
，the more you grow，
就越显出神的生命的那个丰盛。
The more you will manifest the abundance of God's life.
圣经告诉我们
，So the Bible tells us，
只有这个生命是属于永远的。
Only this life belongs to eternity.
是永远没有限制的。
And it is forever.
我们原来老旧的生命是受时间的限制的。
And our original created life was limited by time.
神所给我们这个生命呢，是没有时间的限制。
The life God has given to us is not limited by time.
所以因此我们称它为永远的生命。
Therefore, we call it eternal life.
并且呢，它的能力、智慧、它的性情也是无限量。
But also his nature, his wisdom, and his power are not limited.
所以主的话也说，这是无穷的生命。
Therefore, God says that it is a forever life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
当我们得救之后。
And after we are saved,
一个基督徒必须明白，现在你里面有两个不同的生命。
A Christian must understand that now you have two different lives.
我们应当珍惜神所给我们的新生命。
We need to treasure this new life given by God.
前面一个旧造的生命啊
，And for the previous old life,
你可以用它
，You may still use it.
但是知道有一天会结束的
，But one day it will end.
啊，所以你知道在教会历史上。
So now you know in church history,
有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
当他们明白了神给的生命的宝贵
，when they came to understand the preciousness of a life given by God,
他们甚至不珍惜自己在地上的旧造的生命。
They to the point they didn't even treasure this earthly life.
他们愿意为着主的缘故把这个命舍掉。
For the sake of the Lord, they were willing to sacrifice their lives.
所以教会中我们才看见有许多的感动人的那个寻道的故事。
So then we can see there's many martyr stories that touch our hearts through church history.
因为他们为着新的这个生命。
Because they were all for this new life.
今天我们知道我们人有这个生命。
Now today we know that we have this life.
我想人都是自私的。
We know that we are all selfish.
所以我们每个人都很珍惜自己这个生命。
So we all very much treasure our lives.
我们为着要把这个生命过得好一点。
In order to live this life well,
我们用尽了我们的心思。
And we exhort our thoughts.
但是你蒙恩得救开始。
But from the moment you were saved,
求主让我们里面的眼睛得开。
May the Lord open our eyes.
现在我们应当珍惜的是神所给我们。
What we need to treasure is a life given by God.
这个新生命才是我们今天追求的目标了。
And this new life is a goal that we pursue after.
很可惜，今天很多神的儿女们连旧生命、新生命也分不清楚。
Very sadly, now for children of God, they cannot distinguish what is old life, what is the new life.
所以，因此我们过的生活是什么呢？一下旧，一下新，一下旧，一下新啊。
Therefore, in our daily livings, our life is sometimes old and sometimes new.
这个就是我们今天呢，基督徒属灵的生活这个起起伏伏的一个很大的原因啊。
And that is a very reason that we have this ups and downs in our Christian living.
所以我年轻的时候听见一些弟兄们做见证。
And when I was young, I heard some testimonies.
哎呀，他说我早晨亲近主的时候，我像活在天堂。
He said that in the morning, when I drew myself before the Lord, I was in the heaven.
啊。一去上班呢，碰见老板不好了，就下地狱了。
And when I went to work and I was mistreated by boss and I went to hell.
所以呢，一天呢上天堂七次，下地狱七次。
And so through the day he went to heaven seven times and down to hell seven times.
很多基督徒常常告诉我说，为什么我的属灵生活这个起伏的这么厉害
？And some question may ask, why have this up and downs in my Christian living?
你现在要知道一件事情。
One thing you have to know.
因为你不能分辨什么是旧生命，什么是新生命。
Because you cannot distinguish what is old life and what is new life.
你 活在旧生命里面，是也有一些的情况好的表现，但是这个是充满问题难处的一个生命。
And in the old life, you may still have some good display of this life, but that is a life full of problems and troubles.
只有这个新生命
，only this new life，
能够带你活在一个更高的境界里面。
Could live you to live in a higher ground，
能够使你的生活中真正充满喜乐和满足。
So that your life can truly be filled with joy and satisfaction.
在圣经里面呢
，in the Bible，
神是用那个律来分别生命的性质。
God used law to distinguish the nature of lives.
我们知道这个律啊
，we know this word law
是生命的一个表现
，it's the expression of life.
但是也是生命的限制。
But that is also aconstraint of life.
这个律也是生命的分界线。
And that is also a distinguishing, as a line, separation line of this life.
我想如果我这样讲，可能我们还是不太明白啊。
And in my, if I say in this way, it might be not clear.
我用实际的一个例子说明一下。
I'm going to use an example to illustrate.
比方说在旧造的生命里面。
For example, in the created life.
神所创造的有时是天上飞的。
And what God created, some will fly in the sky.
有的呢是水里游的。
And some will swim in the water.
有的是在陆地上生活的。
And some will live on the land.
我们知道这个生命已经有了一个分别了。对不对？
And we know that there's a separation between these lives.
它各有各的不同的律。
And there, for each life has its own different law.
鱼必须生活在水里。
A fish has to live in the water.
你把它拉到陆地上，它就活不了了。
And if you bring the fish to the land,
鸟是飞在天上的。
And the birds are flying in the sky.
啊，人呢是活在地上的。
And the men are on the land.
啊，虽然我们很喜欢飞翔，但是如果整天活在天上，你活不下去。
And probably men would like to fly, but if you fly all the time in heaven, probably you cannot live longer.
你看，我们有很多时候坐飞机，虽然呢你坐的是非常好的飞机，但是呢那个飞机一降地，哎呀，你里面就安息。
Sometimes when you fly with an airplane, even if that was a very good airplane, but when the airplane is landed, then you feel you have this security.
因为你的生活，你的生命的律是属于这个地的。
Because the law for your life is for this land.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，and so brothers and sisters,
今天我必须明白旧生命有旧生命的律。
So we have to understand that there's a law for this old life.
新生命有新生命的律。
And there is a law for this.New life.
这个中间呢，没有什么可以结合在一起的东西的。
There's something, there's nothing that can mingle together.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第三章第六节讲了一句很重要的话。
So therefore, in John chapter 3 verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ says something very important.
他说从肉身生的就是肉身。
And he said that from the flesh, it is a flesh.
从灵生的就是灵
，and of the spirit it is spirit。
什么叫做从肉身生的
？and what does that mean 呢？
就是旧生命
，the flesh that means the。
什么叫从灵生的
？what does mean
就是新生命
，it is a new life。
所以呢，你今天如果是在这个旧生命里面范围出来，那就是旧的东西。
And today, if you live in this old creation, then what comes out of it is an old life。
那么你从新生命里面出来的时候呢，才是新的。
And when you come out of this new life, it is new.
所以主在这里用很清楚的话告诉我们。
So here, the Lord used a very clear words to tell us.
一个基督徒蒙恩得救之后
，After a Christian has been saved,
你必须活在新生命的律里面。
You have to live according to the law of this new life.
所以这个分别对我们今天来讲非常重要。
This distinction is very important for us.
这个重要到一个地步啊
！It is so important to the point.
决定你这个人一生的价值。
It will determine your value for your whole life.
因为到最后，我们知道来到基督的台前受审判。
Because we know that after, in the end, as we come before the judgment seat of Christ,
那是最后的一个检验。
And that is a final inspection.
如果今天我们在地上只不过发展旧生命
，If today we just to develop our old life,
你知道这个旧生命不仅我们过世界的生活可以这样，过基督徒的生活也可以的。
And we know that we may use this old life to live our worldly life, and we may also use this old life for our Christian life.
但是这些在神的眼中没有价值。
But they pose no value to the eyes of the Lord.
你只有在新生命里面所有的经历。
All the experiences in the new life
将来才有真正的价值
would have this a true value.
在出埃及记里面
in the book of Exodus,
我们知道当以色列百姓跟随着摩西来到西乃山
we know that the people of Israel follow Moses to the foot of Mount Sinai.
神做了一个重大的启示
and God there made a very important revelation.
第一件启示什么呢
and what is the first revelation?
神就是把律法启示给他们
God revealed His law to them.
请我们记得
Please remember this.
神是先启示律法，然后呢，才启示会幕。
And please remember, the Lord first revealed His law and then the tabernacle.
神为什么要把律法赐下来呢
？Why did God give them the law?
这里面包含着非常重大的意义。
And there's a very important meaning to it.
我们以为说今天这些律法只不过是我们生活中的一些规条而已。
Sometimes we think these laws are but the regulations for our living.
不
No.
在西乃山上神所启示的十诫和那些律例典章
And on the Mount Sinai, God revealed the Ten Commandments and also the laws, commandments and the ordinances.
还有好几方面重要的意义
And there's several aspects.
第一个重要的意义
And the first important meaning.
它就是显示神生命的性情
It shows the nature of God's life
律法一出来就告诉我们神的生命是怎样的一种生命
When the law was given It shows to us what kind of life God has
也说明神是怎样的一位神
And it also shows us what kind of God he is
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
旧约的律法
The law in the Old Testament
那个其实呢就是神的生命的律
And actually, it's the law of God's life.
所以这是第一方面重要的意义。
So this is the important meanings in his first aspect.
那么第二方面呢
？And the second aspect.
当神把这个诫命律法启示出来的时候呢
？When God revealed His commandments and ordinances,
就向全世界宣告
，It's a made a proclamation to the whole world.
说这个堕落的世界已经偏离了神的律。
It proclaimed that this fallen world has gone astray from the law of the Lord.
我们知道，在整个宇宙的里面
，We know in the entire universe.
首先是撒旦破坏神的律。
We know that it was the first Satan who destroyed the law of the Lord.
撒旦被称为不法。
And therefore he is called the lawless one.
所以圣经里面称撒旦为不法的人。
And then, therefore, the Bible calls Satan as the lawless one.
为什么称他为不法呢
Why he is called the lawless one?
就是因为他破坏神生命的律。
Because he destroyed the law of God's life.
那我们知道，不仅撒旦成为不法的
，Not only Satan has become the lawless one.
他把这个不法带到宇宙里面。
And he has brought this lawlessness into the universe.
所以这个不法叫整个宇宙失去它的秩序。
Because of this lawlessness that has made the universe lose its order.
因此地变成了空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
Therefore, the earth, the land has become formless and vain, empty.
所以我们知道今天整个世界神所创造的宇宙都偏离了神的律。
Therefore, we know that the whole world, the universe created by God has gone away from the law of the Lord.
这不仅叫整个宇宙失去秩序。
Not only the entire universe has lost its order.
也叫万有失去了它生存的意义。
But also has made the creation lose the meaning of their existence.
所以神把律法一展示出来。
So therefore, when the Lord showed forth his law,
就告诉我们说今天我们生存的宇宙和我们在地上所有的生活都失去它该有的意义。
And it shows that we have lost the meaning for the existence of the universe and also for our living.
因为神原初时候要的是这样。
Because that was what originally decided to have.
但是今天整个万有是偏到另外一个情况里面去。
But today the whole creation has gone into another condition.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
第三方面的意义。
And the third aspect.
它说明神原初的心意是什么
？And it shows what God's original will.
所以神展示这个律法。
So when God displays this law,
也说明神今天要把我们人重新带回到他原初的心意里面。
It also shows to us that he wanted to bring us back to his original will.
这是神把律法赐下来积极的意义。
And this is a positive meanings of. of the reason why God gave us the law. We need to thank God.
神把律法 赐给以色列百姓的时候，
God gave the law to the people of Israel.
就神当初造人的时候，神是要把人带到这个光景里面。
Because when God first created man, he wanted to bring man into this condition.
所以虽然人堕落了，
and even the man fell,
但是神没有丢弃人。
God has never forsaken man.
神积极的预备救恩，还要把我们带回去。
And God has prepared salvation to bring us back to that condition.
那么还有第四方面的意思。
And there's a fourth aspect.
神所以把律法赐下来，
the reason why God gave us law,
就证明说呢，人这个受造生命的层次是低俗的。
And it tells us that the man's the creation of man, its life is law.
因为这是跟神的要求来相比较的。
And that is in comparison with what is required by God.
所以我们人不能骄傲。
So for man, we cannot be proud.
我们不要以为说，你看我多有智慧，我多有才干，多有能力。
And we cannot say, oh, see, how wise I am, how capable I am.
我们知道以色列人呢，我们常常讲，他们恐怕是犹太人是全世界最聪明的民族。
For people of Israel, for the Jews, we'll say that probably they are the smartest race in the world.
但是神的律法一出来的时候呢，
But when the law was, of God was given,
证明人的生命只不过是一个低俗的生命，
and also prove that the man's life but is a very low level,
无法达到神的那个标准，
which cannot reach God's standard.
所以刚才我们读到出埃及第24章，
So we just read Exodus chapter 24.
当神把十诫把律例典章给了以色列百姓之后，
When God gave the Ten Commandments and also the ordinances to the people of Israel,
摩西明明讲神是为了试验你们的。
And Moses said that it is to test you.
是要叫你们不犯罪的。
And so that you will not sin.
结果犹太人并不明白。
And the people of Israel didn't understand that.
所以他们异口同声说，我们一定要遵行。
And they say with one voice that we will keep it.
可以吗？
Can they do it?
所以四千年，
So for 4,000 years
旧约的历史，
And the Old Testament history
证明犹太人的失败，
Prove the failure of the people of Israel.
其实就证明整个旧生命是没有办法遵行神的旨意。
And he also proved that the old life cannot keep the law of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
And the brothers and sisters,
我们都知道今天在生活中哈，这个不同的生命有不同的层次。
We know that in our lives we can see that there's a different levels for different lives.
一个猴子再灵活再聪明也没办法过人的生活。
And however smart a monkey is, he cannot or it cannot live a man's life.
所以我们人呢，再聪明再有智慧你也无法过神那样的生活。
And no matter how wise a person is, the person cannot live God's life.
因为今天有很多福音朋友啊，
And because we have many gospel friends here,
所以他们常常有时候不服气。
And sometimes they are not very persuaded.
他说你们基督徒说啊，
And they said for you Christians,
只有信耶稣得永生才能进天堂。
And only believe in Jesus, then you can have this eternal life and enter heaven.
世间呢，不论好人坏人都要下地狱。
And in this world, no matter how good or how bad you are, you have to go to hell.
你这个说法不公平。
And it is not fair, you say it this way.
你应该说呢，坏人下地狱。
And you should say that the bad guys will go to hell.
将来好人都上天堂。
And a good person will go to heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，
And brothers and sisters,
这不是一个地方的问题。
And it is not a matter of a place.
这是生命境界不相同的问题。
And it is a matter of what level of the life is.
你把一个好人拉进天堂，他活不下去的。
If you bring a good person into heaven, he could no longer live.
你知道他没有神的生命。
Because he does not have the life of God.
他无法活在那个律的里面。
He couldn't live under the law.
所以我们要明白一件事情。
So one thing we need to understand.
你只有有了神的生命，你才能过像神那样的生活。
Is that only you have this, the life of God, then you can live the life that God lives.
这就是救，这就是主的救恩。
And this is the Lord's salvation.
但圣经很奇妙，先把律法给我们。
But this is very wonderful that the law was first given.
然后到了新约时候呢，才给人生命。
And then as we come to the New Testament, and the life is given.
为什么有这个区别？
And why there is this difference?
因为神老早知道。
Because God knew.
我们这些人呢，拥有了这个受造生命之后呢，我们有骄傲，我们不服气的。
And after we have this created life, we have this pride and we are not persuaded.
我们一定要证明我们自己还可以的。
And we have to prove that we are still okay.
那么神说好，那么试试看。
And God said, okay, then you will try it.
选犹太人来试。
And he chose the Jews to prove it.
4000年。
And after 4000 years.
神给他们的日子够长了，对不对？
It has been a long years for them.
证明什么？
It, what has been proved?
失败。
And only failures.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要深具教训。
And we have to learn from the lesson.
旧生命无法成全神的旨意的。
The old life cannot accomplish the will of God.
你试都不要试的。
And you don't have to even try.
只有新生命。
Only the new life.
在生命，新生命的律里面成全神的旨意。
Only in the law of this new life that we can accomplish the will of God.
所以我们看见主耶稣必须道成肉身来到地上。
So we can see that the Lord Jesus Christ has to become a flesh to be this world.
他把万有之上的生命带到地上来了。
And he brought this life that is above all to the earth.
所以主用他的生活，33年半的生活，证明神的律。
And through his life, 33 years and a half,on the earth to prove the law of God.
所以在马太福音里面主这样说。
Therefore in the Gospel of Matthew he says,
他说律法的一点一划都不能废去。
He said, not even a stroke of the law can be abolished.
他说我来不是要废弃律法。
He said, I came is not to abolish the law.
我来是要成全律法。
He said, I came to fulfill the law.
所以我们知道主已经向我们展示。
We know that the Lord has displayed this.
在人的里面
and in man,
当我们有这个新的生命的时候
when we have this new life,
我们就可以活出一个新的生活
then we can have this new living.
所以在人类历史上主耶稣基督是头一个在这个新生命里面把神的律活出来的一个人
and through human history, our Lord Jesus Christ was the first one who lived out the law of God through his life.
所以到以后使徒们他们蒙恩得救之后
So for the apostles, after they were saved,
他们得到启示
and they got this revelation,
他们就看见了这个之间的区别
and they saw the difference between this.
特别在罗马书的里面
especially in the book of Romans,
使徒保罗把这个旧生命、新生命之间的关系讲得非常的清楚
and the apostle Paul tells very clearly about the difference between the old life and the new life.
他在罗马书第三章里面告诉我们
in Romans chapter 3,
他说现在神的义在律法之外成全。
He said that the righteousness of God has been accomplished outside the law.
弟兄姊妹们
and the brothers and sisters,
这告诉我们说，因为我们天然的生命无法遵从神的律。
It tells us that our natural life cannot obey, cannot keep the law of God.
所以在律法之外，就是在基督里来成全。
Therefore, outside the law, that is in Christ that has been accomplished.
感谢神。
We thank God.
新生命是一个活出来的律。
This new life is a life that's to is a law that's to be lived out.
罗马书第八章第四节讲得很清楚。
And the Romans chapter 8 verse 4 it says very clearly.
他说使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
It says so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
主在旧约时代中
in the Old Testament times.
主借着先知耶利米呢，已经预先的讲到，将来有一个新约的时代要来到。
Through the prophet Jeremiah, he already foretold us the era of a new testament.
那么，神的儿子来成全救恩。
And the Son of God was to accomplish the salvation.
新生命的律变成了里面的律。
The law of this new life become the law inside.
所以我们要知道。
So we need to know this.
基督徒的生活。
For the Christian living,
不是做出来的
it's not to make out, work out,
是活出来的
but to live out.
凡是从外面做到里面，那个是宗教
And if you're going to work from outside in, then that is religion.
我们教导人怎么做啊，弟兄姊妹，然后要达到那属灵国，那个叫宗教
And we teach people how to work that, and in order to work from outside in, that it is religion.
只有从里面的生命活出来的
only the life that is to be lived out.
那个。才是新生命的表现
and that is the manifestation of this new life
并且圣经明确告诉我们
and also the Bible clearly tells us
这一个新的生命是由圣灵来引导的
this new life is led by the Holy Spirit
所以圣灵被赐为成为赐生命圣灵的律
therefore the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of life
感谢主啊
and we thank the Lord
主实在体恤我们
And because he really has mercy on us.
因为如果光从道理上讲。
And because from the aspect of doctrine.
我们实在不太容易明白。
And it's hard for us to understand.
我今天早晨呢，我已经尽量用我们能够明白的话来讲，我不知道你听懂了没有。
And this morning, I tried to use the word that we can understand. I don't know whether you have understood it.
讲，哎呦，这个好麻烦的。
And they will say, oh, wow, it's so troublesome.
好，现在我们不要麻烦。
And now, we try to get rid of the trouble.
主给我们个简单的路。
And God has given us a very simple way.
也许这个道理你讲不清楚。
And maybe you may not be clear about the doctrine.
但是有了新生命。
But once you have this new life,
你要可以活出来的。
And this, you can live it out.
怎么活呢？
How to live?
顺服你里面的圣灵。
And to be obedient to the Holy Spirit inside of you.
圣灵能够引导你进入这个新生命的律。
The Holy Spirit can lead you into the law of this new life.
啊，所以活出这个生命的律，那是圣灵的工作。
To live out the law of this new life is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个也成为一个检验的标准。
And that also become a standard for examination.
有人说，哎，我是这个是出于圣灵，那个出于圣灵。那么呢，我们要看看有没有新生命律的一个彰显。
And some people may say, okay, this is all the Holy Spirit and that is all the Holy Spirit. But we need to check whether there is a manifestation of the law of this new life.
我们晓得出于神的事物，每一样事物它都有它的一个定义。
And we know that every matter from God has its own defined realm.
所以今天如果真正出于圣灵的，
so if it is truly from the Spirit,
我们就会看见他生命上的改变。
And we can see changes in the life.
我们会看见那个生命的律在支配一切。
And we can see the law of life governing everything.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
神从来不会被欺骗。
God will never be deceived.
神有他自己一定的一个路。
And God has his own way.
所以今天我们需要神给我们一个明确的一个认识。
So today we need God to give us this clear understanding.
那么也许我们有弟兄姊妹会问啊。
And some brothers and sisters may ask.
这样神把这个旧生命赐给我们干什么呢？
And what's the purpose that God gave us this old life?
为什么不当初一下把新生命就给了我们就不就解决了吗？
Why didn't just give us this new life in the beginning, then everything will be okay.
神做事有他自己的法则。
And God has his own way of doing his work.
我们请弟兄姊妹们，我们要牢牢地记住。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to carefully remember this.
神赐旧生命给我们，就是天然的生命给我们，是给我们一个机会。
God gave us this old life, this natural life, is to give us an opportunity.
每一个人一生都有一次的机会。
And for each person, there's a, for throughout his lifetime, there's an opportunity.
虽然这个生命是短暂
的。Even this life is a temporal.
那么今天呢，能够保养到好的，能够活到一百岁的人就不简单了，对不对？
If you can nourish well, if you can live up to 100 years old, it's not very easy.
也许我们很多人我们都活不到一百岁。
For most of us, probably we cannot live up to 100 years old. Our life is very short-lived.
那么我们要认识神给我们这个生命的真实的意义。
And we need to understand the true meanings that God gave us this life.
神给我们这个旧生命。
God gave us this old life.
是给我们机会。
Is to give us an opportunity.
是为叫我们能够有机会可以得着永远的生命。
So that we may have this opportunity to gain the eternal life.
所以我们今天已经相信耶稣基督的人。
So for us who have believed in Jesus Christ,
我们感谢主，
we thank the Lord.
你已经得到了这个机会了。
You have gained this opportunity.
这是重要的一步。
And this is a very important step.
从你信主耶稣基督那天开始，
from the day that you believe in Jesus Christ,
你可以说呢，你在你地上这个短暂的一生的里面，你做了一个最正确的决定。
He said that that is the most important and the correct decision you make in your short and temporal life.
也是最重要的一个决定。
And a very important decision.
这个比你在地上得到任何其他的成就啊，都要来的宝贵的多了。
It is more precious than you for you to gain any other achievements in this world.
圣经说你要得到全世界的钱财。
The Bible says that if you gain the entire world in this world,
失去生命有什么意义呢?
And yet if you lose your life, what's the meaning to it?
啊，就是得到世界上最高的成就。
If you have gained the greatest achievement in this world,
最后死了，你看有什么意义呢?
And if you die, what's the meaning to it?
我想我们基督徒都能明白。
And I think we can all understand.
我们在那一个刹那相信耶稣基督的时候，
At the moment when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们才是真正得到了我们生命真实的意义的。
At that moment, we trulyGain the true meaning to our life.
这也是神给我们救生命的一个原因。
And that is also the one of the reasons that God gave us this old life.
这个没有给其他所有的受造之物。
And that was not given to all other created beings.
神唯独给我们人。
God only gave us man.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank God.
在我们有生的年日，虽然我们糊里糊涂，但是今天信了主。
And in our limited years of life, even we are not quite clear, and yet we believe in the Lord.
至少是今天神赐给你救生命的一个重要的目的，你得着了。
And you have gained the meaning of the purpose that God gave you this old life.
当然，我们中间如果还没有信主的人呢
？And of course, for those who have not believed in the Lord,
你要趁着你这个救生命还在延续的时候，赶快啊！
And you need to hold on to opportunity when you still have this old life.
因为不知道哪天会消失的。
And because you don't know when this old life will disappear.
并且将来是一定要消失的。
And actually you will disappear for sure.
你要抓住这个机会。
So you need to hold on to opportunity.
啊，今天你活着就是机会。
And when you live today, it is opportunity.
但是对我们蒙恩得救之后呢
？But after we have believed in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters.
我们不要说哦，今天我已经得着了那个了，我就够了，不。
And we can say that, oh, we have gone that, then it's enough.
当我们在地上这个旧的生命在延续的时候
，as we still have this life on earth continue to exist,
我们要学会用有限的来换取无限的。
We need to learn to use the limited to in exchange for the unlimited.
这是我们基督徒的追求。
And this is the pursuit for Christians.
你不要信了主之后呢，有了个新生命，你也不注重它，不珍惜它。
And don't do that when you have this new life and you don't treasure it and you don't care for it.
我们还是活在那个旧生命的那些情况的里面。
And we still live in the conditions of our old lives.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们来讲是浪费。
And brothers and sisters, in these conditions, it's a waste.
有一天到主面前，我们会后悔的。
And we will regret as we come before the Lord one day.
神不是没有把新生命给你。
It's not that God has not given you this new life.
但是你又没有把它活得丰盛。
But you have not lived out His abundance.
你没有把它经历的更多。
You have not experienced much.
你没有让这个新生命不断的增长。
You have not allowed this new life to grow.
我们人就是枉费我们在地上的年日。
We still waste our times and years on earth.
对旧生命来讲是个枉费。
And to the old life, it is a waste.
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and
sisters, 我们已经讲到神造我们这个旧的生命啊，因为是出于神的，所以他也是非常的丰富的。
And we have mentioned that because of the new old life that was also created by God, it is still somewhat very abundant.
所以我们活在这个旧生命的里面呢，哎呦，我们还是觉得这个那个都觉得很宝贵。
And so when we still live in this old life, we still feel this and that are still very precious.
你知道，甚至今天整个地上的教会
，and even today for the churches on earth,
很多人并不明白新生命的东西。
And many people don't really understand the things concerning new life.
所以，因此他还凭着他天然的智慧啊，在那里服侍神。
And they still use their natural wisdom to serve God.
哦，我们在生活中你。弟兄姊妹，你如果能分辨的话就好了。
And in our daily living, brothers and sisters, if you can distinguish the difference, that would be great.
因为有很多东西在今天整个地上基督教里面，很多的东西啊，实在来讲还是出自旧生命的。
Because many things in the church on the earth are still from this old life.
啊，人的哲学、人的科学、人的什么神学、人的什么这些才干、人的这些，通通进来了，对不对？
There's many men's wisdom and philosophies and talents gushing into the church.
如果你活在旧生命里面，就很喜欢这些东西。
If you are still in this old life, then you will like all these things.
因为呢，这些东西跟你是相通的。
Because those things are very compatible with you.
但是，请我们记得。
But please remember,
这些东西有一天通通要过去的。
All these things will pass away in the future.
你今天如果抓住这些东西
，If you hold on to these things,
对你的一生是枉费。
And you will be a waste for your life.
所以我开头讲到。
So.In the beginning, I said,
必须要分辨什么是旧生命，什么是新生命。
For a Christian, we must distinguish what is the old life, what is the new life.
这个在我们的生活中的影响太大。
It is a great influence in our lives.
对整个教会的生活来讲也是太大。
And this influence to the church is great.
请你们不要误解。
Please don't misunderstand.
今天呢，主 也是厚待我们这些受造的人。
And the Lord has been very gracious to us who have been created.
啊，所以你吃到好东西，你很舒服啊，这个也没什么，也不是犯罪啊。
And if you eat something that is good and you feel very good about it, it's not a sin.
你凭你的才干可以多赚一点钱，这个也不是犯罪。
And with your talents, you can earn some money. That's not a sin either.
啊，当你看见美丽的风景的时候，你唱哦，神你何伟大，那也可以。
And when you look at the beautiful scenery, you sing, oh, how great thou art. That's okay too.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
神是爱我们的
and God loves us.
所以他让我们在肉身的生活中间也是丰丰足足的，你知道吗？
So that we have this abundance in our fleshly life.
但是请我们记得
Plus, please do remember
这些东西只是暂时给我们的
And these things are given to us but for temporary
更重要的目的
And the most important purpose
你要借着主还给你在地上还有一点肉身的生命还有一点老旧的生命你要追求永远的事
is to pursue after the internal matters when you still have some days in your fleshly life, in your old life.
所以这是神今天给我们旧生命的一个原因。
And that is the one of the reasons that God gave us this old life.
所以我们看看今天世人。
And if we look at the people in this world,
我们常常感叹，哎呀，有的人拥有千万金银，到最后呢，死了一毛钱也带不走，对不对？
And we have this sigh, and many people got a great wealth, and when he died, and he couldn't take a penny with him.
有人追求名声，追求了半天，那么也有点小小名声的，但是也没几个人知道你。
So, and some people chase after fame, and maybe he was a little bit famous, but actually not that many people knew him.
啊，有的时候我们拥有的一点好的东西，哎呀，我们就为这个东西来感觉到很满意。
And sometimes we have some very good things, and we are very satisfied with those.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have a mercy on us.
早早地开我们的眼睛。
So to open our eyes early.
让我们能看见，从主耶稣基督所领受的那一个。才是值得你重视的。
So that we can see that the life that we have received from Jesus Christ is the one that we should treasure.
那个才是最重要的。
And that is the important one.
不仅今天你对于外面的世界的东西你需要有分辨。
Not only that you need to distinguish from the things from this world.
你今天对整个基督教的事物的东西你也需要分辨。
And you need to also distinguish the things in the Christianity today.
如果那些不是出于那个新生命的东西。
The things are not from this new life.
弟兄姊妹们，也许是好的。
For instance, maybe they are still good.
也许会感动人的。
They still touch man.
也许会叫我们暂时有点满足的。
And we may gain some temporary
satisfaction. 但是你不能以那个为主体的东西。
But that cannot be the primary thing.
啊，你需要一个分辨。
You need to have this distinction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
只有我们今天活在这个新的生命中。
And only when we live in this new life.
我们活出了神所要我们活着的。
And to live out the condition that what God wants us to live.
所以将来到主跟前去的时候
Then as we come before the Lord.
你才能得到真正永远的价值
Then you can gain the true eternal value.
你才能得到主的称许
And you can gain the praise from the Lord.
所以我们希望我们弟兄姊妹每一个人里面都有这个分别力
And we hope that every brother and sister can have this ability to distinguish the difference.
凡在旧生命范围中的一切
And everything in the realm of the old life
终归无有
will come to an end.
不管今天你做多少
No matter how much you have done.
所以我们求主怜悯我们
May the Lord have a mercy on us.
我们绝不在这个旧生命中去努力做什么
We don't ever strive in this old life.
凡出于新的生命的
and anything that is out of this new life
那个才是真正存到永远
that will last forever
我真是仰望真理的圣灵
and really look up to the spirit of the truth
能把圣经中这些重要的神的话能刻在我们的心板上
to carve the important words of the Bible in our hearts
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
我们已经活在新约的时代
We are already under the era of the New Testament.
主的救恩已经成就了。
The salvation of the Lord has been accomplished.
圣灵也已经降临了。
The Holy Spirit has been poured out.
今天我们已经信了主。
And we have believed in the Lord.
我们里面已经有了这个新的生命。
And we already have this new life in us.
我们求主让我们知道如何在神面前能够过神所要我们过的生活。
We pray to the Lord that we will know how to live the life the Lord desires us to live.
这样我们在地上。
so that our time on earth
我们才能够得着神所要我们得着的。
We can truly gain what the Lord wants us to gain.
这样我们才能让主在我们身上得着他所要得着的。
So that we can allow the Lord to gain what he desires to gain in us.
所以请我们记得。
So please remember this.
今天在我们的属灵生活里。
Today in our spiritual living.
要学会怎样分辨什么是旧生命，什么是新生命。
And we need to learn to distinguish what is the old life and what is new life.
这是虽然是一个非常基本的功课，但是非常的重要。
Even this is a very fundamental lesson, but it is very important.
愿主用这些话，真是祝福我们所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May the Lord bless us with these words.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have some word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you with all our hearts.
在我们在地上这个短暂的年日里
In our temporal short years on earth
你给我们机会能够接触福音
You have given us this opportunity to receive the gospel
并且让我们能有信心接受你做救主
And also so that we may have a faith to receive you as our Savior
并且能够从你得到一个新的生命
And that we can gain this new life from you
主啊，这是你在我们这个受造的生命中所给我们的机会也是给我们的怜悯
This is the mercies and the opportunity you have given to us in this created life
我们为着这个要满心的感谢你
We want to thank you with all our hearts
但是我们也求你带领我们在地上还有年日的时候
And yet Lord we ask you to continue to lead us as we still have years on this earth
我们知道如何来分辨什么是新生命什么是旧生命
We will know how to distinguish what is an old life, what is new life.
好叫我们能以新生命为重
So that we can truly put the emphasis on the new life.
我们珍惜这一个
And we can treasure this.
我们也活在其中
And we can also live in it.
主啊，所有旧造的事物
And Lord, all things in this old creation.
那些属血气、属肉体的
Those are from the flesh and
是应当被钉死的
Should be crucified.
主啊，不容许它影响我们的生活。
Lord, don't allow that to affect our lives.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
在我们生活中所有一切，你都供应我们。
Because you have supplied for all our needs in our lives.
但愿你使我们能够知道怎样慎重的来运用我们的年日。
And may you teach us how to use our years carefully.
让我们能够增加新生命的丰富。
So that we may increase the abundance of this new life.
到你回来的时候
So that when you return,
我们能够欢然的来见你
So that we can come before you with joy.
主怜恤我们
Lord, have a mercy on us.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
我们从深处把感谢归给你
We want to give you thanks from the depth of our hearts.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在
Thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.